You know, you guys remember, Dan Esmeralda, you guys remember when we busted out that 53 great questions to ask from Gentleman's Gazette?
Yes.
And I started asking you guys some questions, and we ended up having kind of a pretty interesting conversation with some of the things that we were talking about. So I thought I'd bust this out again and ask you guys a few questions to get the, you know, from Gentleman's Gazette.
Cool.
Now, you know, it's got to be good if it's a gazette. Now, didn't we go over the history of Gentleman's Gazette the last time? Because I was intrigued by Gentleman's Gazette.
I forgot the gentleman's name from Minneapolis, I believe.
Who started it as a gazette. You never hear the word gazette very much anymore. So, but it's 53 questions, and it says here, in this guide, we will share 53 great questions you can ask to get to know someone. Get to know them. Asking questions helps show your conversation partner that you are interested in them as people. They are designed to help draw out and introduce meaningful rather than superficial conversation topics.
By the way, if people are interested, one of his latest posts is how to keep socks up all day.
It's not sock garters.
Well, you know, gentlemen in the Gazette sometimes would wear garters for their socks. So that's interesting. I don't know, buy good socks that have elastic in them, I would imagine would be
rubber bands.
Cut off the circulation in your legs with rubber bands.
Apparently there's high traffic because it's having a long time to load.
Oh, my God. Yeah, people are very interested in how to keep their socks up. Yeah. You remember in Ren and Stimpy where Stimpy filled Ren's socks with glue so they wouldn't fall down? They're filled with glue.
Was that when he was inventing stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a happy helmet. Happy, happy, joy, joy. It's one of my favorite episodes ever. One of my favorite images in that. And I don't know if you remember, Esmeralda. You remember the episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he invents this happy helmet because Ren is always screaming and yelling. And so Stimpy invents this happy helmet. He can control it by remote control. And it makes, when it's stuck on Ren's head, it makes him unbelievably happy, and he smiles, and he does the happy, happy, joy, joy dance. And Ren hates to be happy. There is a moment where he goes, "Oh, Ren!" And he's downstairs as Ren is upstairs trying to sleep. And he goes, "Oh, Ren, come down here. I have something to show you." And that's when he pulls out the Stinky Weasel Teats song, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, because he just picked it up. He's got the record and he plays it. But as Ren is coming down, he's got his bathrobe on. They cut to a shot of Ren, and his knees are shaking. He's trying to balance himself on the railing. Do you remember that, Esmeralda?
Not exactly.
It's just this one of my most memorable. It's one of my most memorable single shots of Ren and Stimpy of all time. He can barely stand up. And he's balancing himself. So he's got this bathrobe on, and his legs are shaking. And he's balanced. His arm is shaking. He's trying to hang on to the banister. And he's got like that weird, crazy smile plastered on his face because he hasn't stopped being happy because he's had the happy helmet on. And then they're doing the happy, happy, joy, joy dance. And he goes to the drawer and grabs the hammer and just starts busting his head with the hammer to get the helmet off. It's the greatest thing ever. So anyway, all right. So listen, we're gonna hit the news here. But when we come back after the news, I'll ask you guys a couple of questions from the Gentleman's Gazette. Kind of an interesting one, and then a lot of these questions get kind of deep. Maybe sometime later we'll do the sort of deeper, more philosophical questions. Some of them are a little pretty heavy.
By the way, you are correct. Of the three important criteria for keeping your socks up, elastics is one of them.
Well, what are the other two?
Sock length. You want something that could go over your calf if you really want to go that high.
Uh-huh.
And then also sizing. You know,
as in what is your foot size?
They have medium, large, and small, but
you
should know which,
one your foot is. Yeah. All right. Yeah, there's nothing like socks that go all the way up to your knees. It's like looking at the football coaches in Dazed and Confused when they're standing outside and they're standing in their shorts and they've got their white socks all the way up to their knees. Fantastic. Okay. All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next, and then from Gentleman's Gazette, we'll ask some interesting questions to start conversations. And then all the regular Friday features will begin. Right after this is the news. Yeah, man. Morning, everybody. We are about an hour and 10 minutes away from the sweet corn. Gary Park from Twin Garden Farms is coming in with the Mirai sweet corn. It's sweet corn day. We wait for this every year. And he'll be in about 4:45 to help us out and talk about it. And our regular features are coming up as well. You Big Dummy, Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get into some fly jams. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to join us. All right, so Gentleman's Gazette, which gives you suggestions on how to keep your socks up, also put together this 53 great questions to ask. Asking questions helps show your conversation partner that you're interested in them as people. And these are questions that are designed to draw out and introduce meaningful rather than superficial conversation topics. All right, let's start with this question. Dan, let's start with you, and then I'll ask Esmeralda, and I'll give you my answer as well. Here's the question. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with? So when people come to you with help, what do they usually want help with?
That's an interesting question. I don't know how to answer that.
There's nothing consistent?
I don't think it's anything consistent. Obviously at home it's usually, since Eileen is off and not working, she's primarily handling a lot of the day-to-day baby duties. So, she'll ask me like, hey, can you take her for 15 minutes
sure.
to do this and things like that?
Yeah.
But, I guess that would be it,
Well, at this point, too, because you have a 2-year-old and a newborn. So,
yeah.
That kind of dominates what you are going to be helping
right.
things with.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Esmeralda, what about you? If people ask you for help, they come to you for help, what do you end up usually helping them? What do they usually want help with?
Well, I think it depends.
Okay.
Because if it's my parents, my dad always asks me computer questions.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know why he assumes that I know the answers.
Yeah.
But he usually, he'll ask me about that.
Does he ask your brother that stuff, too?
No.
No?
No, he doesn't know anything about computers, either. he knows nothing. He doesn't even, I think he has an email address.
So your brother is just not technology. Is that by choice or just he doesn't care?
I don't think he cares.
I have a quick follow-up question.
Mm-hmm.
As a traffic reporter, do people contact you and ask you for the best routes to things or hey, I'm stuck on the Kennedy and it's a parking lot. Do you know why?
Yeah. Sometimes people will be like, what's going on over here? Or they'll be like, you know what? I drive on this road. Why is it always busy? And I'm like, I don't. No,
I've heard this from every traffic reporter I've ever worked with that when you're not at work, when you're not, watching the traffic and keeping an eye on it and letting people know exactly what's happening on the roads, you work between 10 and 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So why is someone at 8 o'clock in the morning asking you what's going on? Why is this happening on the Kennedy?
Right. Usually I'm like, because people are going to work?
Yeah, exactly.
How have you not figured that out yet?
But it's so funny because Mary has said the same thing in the past. Mary Vandeveld has said the same thing in the past. And it's like, you guys aren't watching traffic 24 hours a day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, exactly.
So, but oddly, for me to answer this question, when people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with? What movie should I see? But see, now that it seems appropriate, right? Because it's like they can go and see a movie anytime. It's not like I'm waiting. Why is this line long at the movie? It's not that kind of question. It's
where is the best popcorn?
Yeah. Well, I get that, too.
Really?
Honestly, I do. Yeah. And the obvious answer is either the Davis or the Music Box. But I get that all the time. And I get a lot of, it's either movie questions or theater. People who I know from the world of theater call me and ask for help with a show they're putting up, which I find flattering. The movie thing just come in. I've been doing this for reviewing movies on the radio for 32 years now. So that just it's and people, you know, sometimes people will go, okay, hey, what did you think of Detroit, you know, or something, and they'll be like, I'm sorry. You know, then they'll apologize. I'm sorry. You probably just, it's, you know, it's work related. Well, I actually love talking about movies, and I don't mind it at all when people ask me what movie to see or what I thought of a movie. So that's the one that I get. I mean, clearly that's what I'm going to get, and it doesn't bother me. I actually, you know, I mean, it's fine with me. I love it. And then anytime anybody's asking me, you know, with help or something with their script or with a play that they're putting up, that's always fun for me because it was one of my favorite things to do. Directing plays was one of my favorite things to do. And every once in a while, I get to help out with that. That's cool. All right. All right. Here's your next one from Gentleman's Gazette. By the way, my socks have not fallen since the last break. So I want to, and I want to thank Gentleman's Gazette for that. They're all the way up to, past my knee. All right. Here's the question. Let me start with Esmeralda on this one, then we'll go to Dan. What is something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
Oh, boy.
What is something that you think everyone should do at least once in their lives?
Travel out of the country, out of their respective countries.
Mm-hmm. Any place specific?
No. Somewhere that is not a resort.
Yes.
So somewhere where you're just in the thick of it, of wherever it is.
So like the people who take that year off of after high school or college and just go hiking in the middle of nowhere overseas, you're all for that.
I mean, yeah. I'm just, you know, if you got a week vacation.
Yeah.
Even just that. Just leave where you're from.
Yeah.
At least once in your life.
Okay. Dan, what about you?
Have a job where you have to, like, be a customer service representative.
Yeah.
I think Patty, like, said, like, everybody should be a waiter for 1 week to experience what it's like. So something along those lines where you have to take care of somebody else's problems. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it would lead to a much more civil society when you can understand what the other person on the
now,
other side of the
phone. Personal experience for that, Dan.
I was a customer service rep before I was full-time here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being on that side of the glass, you know, it's like there's so many things you get blamed for that you have absolutely no control
right.
over. And, you know, I don't get me wrong. Companies earn your ire. There is a reason to be angry with them, but there's a way to be respectful to the person who's going to try to fix it for you.
You know, I have to say that that's one thing that I'm really good at is when I call, like, say, you know, a Comcast or whatever. I do not get pissy with the person who answers the phone because it's not their fault. And I always have to, because my mom and dad get very angry and frustrated with companies that they have to call. And sometimes they'll take it out. And I always have to remind them, it's the person who's answering the phone is making like 10 bucks an hour. It's not their fault. Keep that in mind. You know what I mean? Don't take it out on them. Don't, you know.
Right. And they're being a jerk. That's one thing.
Absolutely.
But like if they're
absolutely.
Doing their best.
Absolutely.
Cut them some slack.
That I totally agree with that. And I think that might have something to do with the fact that I worked at Juul for 11 years
sure.
and I bartended for 5 years.
Yep.
And so, you know, I've seen the other side of it. Esmeralda, you can probably vouch for that as well.
Yeah, I bartended and I worked at Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, yeah, man. I bet you smelled great the entire time you
oh,
worked
yeah.
there.
You kidding me? Just slathered in lotion.
Did you and the people at the body shop ever rumble?
No, I don't think we were ever in the same. Oh, wait, we were because there was one in the water tower.
Yeah, there's one body shop and there's about yeah, there, but their floors
oh,
apart.
Wait. That might not have been there when we were there.
Oh, okay. I'm just picturing people rumbling. I'm just like,
yeah, we give them a stink eye and be like, body shop. We think you're better than us. We're bath and body.
Yeah, that's a great one, Dan. And I love the traveling one, too, Esmeralda, because, I mean, I've only been overseas once, and it was Ireland. It was the best trip I've ever gone on in my life. It was, you know, completely foreign to me, no pun intended. You know, I'm a guy who hates change. You know what I mean? I hate it. And so to, like, get on a plane and go someplace that I was completely unfamiliar with. And we did a few of the touristy things, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we went on the Jameson distillery tour, went on the Guinness tour. Well, that's because, you know. I used to enjoy drinking a lot, and so we went to both of those. But we did a ton of stuff where we were just walking around in the middle of nowhere, driving around. I didn't know where we were. There were sheep in the middle of the road. I'm like, what?
And I also, it's again, like what Dan was talking about with that customer service job. It's the same thing, like, you know, to be in the shoes of someone else.
Absolutely.
In another place.
Yeah. No, it was a real, I mean, I had never been overseas. I mean, I've been to a lot of, man, I've been to over, if I'm not mistaken, I've been to over 40 states in America. Over 40, for sure, without question. I've been to over 40 states. So a lot of traveling, a lot of road trips when I was a kid. And so I've explored this country a lot, but it was a completely different feel and an absolutely different thing to go to Ireland. It really was. And it was one, it was the best, it was the best trip I've ever gone on in my life. And, you know, I would love to travel more, especially, like you said, Esmeralda, someplace foreign, someplace overseas, someplace you're not familiar with. It's very rewarding, and you learn a lot. You really do. You learn a lot. And, of course, you know, this question of what do you think everyone should do at least once in their lives, my final answer here would be see Gwar. I've said this a million times. If there's one thing in your life, you got to see Gwar. Even if you don't like, I don't own an album by Gwar. I think their music is kind of terrible. But you got to see them. You have to experience Gwar live at least once in your life. Have you ever seen Gwar, Esmeralda, at any of the fests or anything?
I don't think I have.
No, you'd remember. Trust me. Trust me, you would remember. It would be stamped in your brain. Trust me. So that's, you know, besides, like, I agree with both of Dan and Esmeralda, I also add to that list, see Gwar. So... All right. This is a fun list, man. A fun list of questions. 53 great questions to ask from Gentleman's Gazette, and my socks are still up.